Yes, Miss Leonard. What can I do for you?
I've come to see my mother.
Really? How nice. May I seat you? Would that table suit you, mademoiselle?
I'm not at all interested in your humor, Mr. Blake. I came to see my mother.
Your mother, eh? You mean Sophie Leonard, everybody's red-hot mama, and your mother. I thought you said she was no longer your mother.
That's none of your affair, Mr. Blake.
Well, I choose to make it mine. And I have the great pleasure to inform you that your mother doesn't care to see you.
How dare you?
Mademoiselle does not like that seat. Perhaps she would prefer this one.
Oh, enough of your nonsense. I want to see my mother.
And I just told you that your mother didn't want to see you.
I don't care to listen to you.
That's exactly what you will do, young lady. You'll listen to a lot of things that you haven't got brains enough to figure out for yourself in spite of your fine education. And I'm going to tell them to you.
Never mind, Jim. I'll tell her.
Mother.
Sophie, you promised me.
It's all right, Jim. I've been thinking it over in there, and you were right. I've been a fool. Instead of helping my child, I've spoiled it. My fault, and I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell her that those pretty clothes cost, and the price I paid, that she might grow up to be a lady with wealthy friends who are too good for her mother. Now you listen to me, Betty. 15 years. 15 long years of my life I've given for you. I've made myself the plaything of Broadway, the personification of everything that was, well, not nice, just to make a lot of money for you. I lived a life I hated. I turned night into day, day into night. I swallowed my pride and my self-respect so you could be decent. I've been coarse so you could be refined. Deprived myself of comfort that you might have luxury.
But Mother, why? Why didn't you tell me?
Because I didn't want you ever to know. I wanted you to feel that you belonged on the pedestal on which I put you, living only in the hope that someday I would be giving up this life, leaving it all behind me, and just being your mother. And when you came home unexpectedly and you found out what I was, instead of taking me in your arms, you turned away from me. Instead of being kind to me, you've been cruel. Well, you said you didn't want to see my face again. Why did you come?
Betty. Betty, tell me this.
I see. Now that he has turned you down, you've come back to me.
No, that isn't it.
Well, what is it?
Well, he said he wouldn't marry me without your consent.
That's a good one. Girls don't need their mother's consent for anything men like Freddie Gilmore want them to do.
Oh, no, really, Mother, it's true. He sent me to you.
So that's it. You've come not for me, but for him. Well, you might as well go now.
No, Mother. I never want to see him again after what he's done. I just want you to forgive me. Oh, I've been hateful, despicable. I'm so ashamed of myself. I know I'm not worth it, Mother, but I'd rather have your love than 1,000 Freddie Gilmore's.
Darling, baby, don't cry. Listen to your mother. Don't cry. Look, your nose is red. It's shiny. Use your powdered puff, darling, and let me have it, too.
Oh, I'll never forgive myself, Mother, and I never want to see that hateful Freddy again.
There now, don't worry. Don't worry about Freddy. The idea of him not wanting my baby.
Poor Freddy is...
Oh, Mr. Blake, I owe you 1,000,000 apologies. Will you ever forgive me?
Yes. On one condition, that you call me Jim.
All right, Jim. Only you must call me Betty. Oh, Mother, there's just one favor I'd like to ask you now.
Don't ask for any more forgiveness, dear. That's enough for one time.
Well, maybe you won't feel like doing it just now.
Well, what is it?
Oh, Mother, I want some pancakes with honey.
Oh, my darling, my baby.